challenge out my fate. And by this wall, built up from all the disgrace that I feel for you. And I hate on you for what you do. It's all that you put me through. Me, all alone, all by myself, no one else. What seems back to you on my house? So I breathe, breathe. I take a breath, I take a step back. To keep from you and all the things that you do.
Everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you. through his window side. He sees the things he knows are his. He sees the bright and hollow sky. He sees the city sleep at night. He sees the stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours and mine. And all of it is yours and mine. So let's ride and ride and ride and ride.
PGN, OC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Acidburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from StanAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
We're going to meet reality. Urban Terror.
Hey, welcome to Urban Radio. I am your G36 toting pimp in the box, Oswald. Here on this Friday to bring you up to date on the goodness that we know, that is Urban Terror. So what's going on? It's been somewhat of a hectic week here, not only for myself, but for the entire development team. We have had continued accusations of bot usage, but with the announcement of the new point release here from id Software, things should be calming down as we head towards QuakeCon in roughly 2 weeks. We got that much more on Urban Radio today. But first this, from the happy fatty, MungoZen.
Hey folks, welcome to the show. This is the August 2nd edition of Oswald on Urban Radio. This is MungoZen, the original happy fatty. Unfortunately, I'm not too happy because I don't have my fatty. Now, you can all laugh about that, but the big thing here is that I've lost my DSL line, I've moved to a new city, and the buggers won't hook me up until frickin' October. So I get to suffer on cable. Anyway, enough about me and my horrible, horrible life. Requests. You guys made a bunch of requests, and there's some of my own tracks into the show this week, but we're going to rock out with the number one requested band so far, for some reason, which is Nickelback. So, some point in time in the show, you guys can all, whatever you do to Nickelback, bang your heads or jump around or, I don't know. Unf, unf. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
child with a temper. Haven't you heard? Don't hit a lady. Kicking your ass would be a pleasure.
It's Oswald with you live today, Friday, August 2nd. You are listening to Urban Radio. If you have any musical wants, desires, needs, feel free to contact the happy fatty Mungo Zen at mungozen@hotmail.com. He'll be more than happy to add your request to the playlist for an upcoming show. I no longer take the requests. I think it's great Mungo's doing it. Takes a little bit off of my hectic schedule. But so again, that with a little Nickelback, song's called Never Again. Be it for 14-year-olds or 10-year-olds, actually wasn't that bad of a song. Then again, I don't listen to Nickelback, and like Invis says, everybody's got their opinion of music, just like assholes, some stink. So what's going on? Just got back from checking out the new Mel Gibson movie, Signs. You know, the one with the crop circles, little gray guys running around, the abductions, yeah, all that stuff. I thought it was a pretty cool movie. Although not really true, but we won't get into the crop circles and the little gray guys running around and, you know, all that good stuff. Because that's not what we do here on Urban Radio, is it? No. We talk about the Quake 3 mod Urban Terror. So, each week, we've been making progress on the new beta, which is going to be called 2.6 as it stands right now. And this week, it's been pretty good. We, server's starting over. Why is that? Strange. We have made a little bit of progress. Somewhat of a roller coaster ride this week. Something we did not touch on last week was the hack that was finally made available to the community, which seems to have many up in arms. There are accusations that continue to fly around the community about who's using and who's not, and if your score is elite, then you must be a hacker, right? You know, you get on a server and you drop a 20 to 1 score, and you quickly get voted off because they think you're botting, right? Well, I don't see that as the case, because we know many in our community do have some skills and actually do know how to play the game. You're not going to really limit it to one group of people, be it the newbies or those who've been around the community for a long time. Anybody can do it. Anybody will do it. So hopefully these will be resolved here shortly. And there have been some wild comments and, as I said, some accusations made not only on IRC and throughout the forums as to the level of play gamers have recently seen in Urban Terror. As I said, we do still have some quality gamers and quality servers to be found in the Urban Terror community. Unfortunately, some individuals have been caught, and they've basically been made an example of. But I don't think it's in my place to call an individual or individuals out who have been cheating. I think the admins can do that quite nicely, be it on their servers or on their forums or on their websites. So enough about that. If you get called out, well, you're the stupid ass for using a bot, right? There you go. There have been many suggestions and comments aimed at the development team to fix it or do something or, you know, combat the aimbot wall hack. And some have gone even as far to say that this hack will ruin Urban Tear. And I really don't think I'd go to that extreme. Unfortunately, we don't really have the player base that Counter-Strike does. And we know what sorts of illegal hacks and cracks and whatever else they have in their community. And they're still an overwhelming favorite when it comes to online gaming. Of course, that's not my favorite, but based on the numbers, you know, you get a good idea as to, you know, the survivability of a community, even if there are cheats in there. Unfortunately, with an event like this and the OGC hack, it's taken, you know, years of work by not only our development team, but, you know, more or less to ruin the fun and enjoyment of many mods in a short period of time. I mean, we've spent close to 3 years on Urban Tear, and, you know, we asked the, you know, I actually had a discussion with the bot maker and said, well, why'd you do it? And his answer was, because. Well, okay, Mr. Brainiac, because does not fulfill jack shit with me. But, you know, some of the conversations we've had back and forth with this guy are just amazing. Like I said, a real brainiac when it comes to when it comes to his little toy here. And you know, unfortunately, maybe he has no skill, and maybe this is his way to get back at everybody. And you know, like I said, basically ruin Urban Tear and some of the other mods that are out there for Quake 3. And when it comes to things like this, there's only so much that a mod team can do to prevent, limit, or possibly break. You know, break a bot or a wall hack based on what they've done. This time around, he even made the source code available to the mod teams. You know, I don't know how good that is or how bad that is, but my take on what will happen would sound something like this. As you know, the OGC hack was released. Mod teams would code against the hack. Bot Arthur comes back, and he codes a new hack to circumvent what the mod team did. The mod developers come back and, well, you get the idea. I mean, it becomes one big pissing match, and eventually one side gets bored or frustrated, and bottom line, they just quit. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time something like this happened, would it? Probably not. So, you know, what can I say? Probably not the end result that you'd like to see or hear from your favorite mod, be it Urban Tear or Quake 3 Fortress, 3Wave, Rocket Arena 3, or a handful of others. But this is something that is plaguing the Quake 3 community. But I have no fear that id Software has made the right decision, and they have come through in a huge way. And I'm sure many of you have heard that by now. And we'll get into that here right after we pay a few bills. I'm Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio.
GSN. We cover games.
With a whole lot of music in between.
The Team Sportscast Network. Start treating your mouse right with the Mouse Bungee Cord Controller. For super smooth handling, the Mouse Bungee incorporates a solid steel ballast, rubberized non-slip, non-scratch foot pads, and a cord clip. Mouse Bungee's specially designed springs provide subtle tension for dragless and snagless, virtually cordless control of any corded mouse. In just 60 seconds, you can wire up your Mouse Bungee and forever eliminate the hassle and interruptions caused by a dragging cord. Because it's made from sturdy materials, Mouse Bungee is designed for years and years of wear and tear. Stop by Everglide.com and get your very own Mouse Bungee today. Once again, that's www.everglide.com. Play and work with virtually cordless control. The Mouse Bungee.
You know, it's funny. After we banned this bot author from Pound Urban Tear, we attempted to get this fag banned from all of ETG. Hopefully it worked. He may be back, and if he is, well, more power to him. We will ban him again from Pound Urban Tear, and hopefully some of these other large channels would see it in the right mind to do the same thing. You know, it's funny, he even sent me a message here, and I still have it. I have it saved. I actually sent it to 27 just to get him fired up a little about all this, right? But basically, he laughs at me and says, I'm going to fuck your mod. But I think I've already done that. Clan's not playing anymore 2.5. Law, can't even answer me. So, you know, it's that type of childness that comes along with some of these people who for no reason come out to ruin everybody's fun. And remember, Silicon Ice Development is attending QuakeCon this year. You will have a chance to attend our conference that is tentatively scheduled for Saturday, September 17th at 4 p.m. Seeing as Beta 2 is not going to be released before QuakeCon, due to some unforeseen events, which, unless you've been living under a rock, you can just pick out because I've ranted on it here for 5 minutes. We will not release this update while in Texas. Unfortunately, we tried that before, and going back to the year 2000, as I said, we actually released Beta 1 while at QuakeCon. And I remember we were jonesing to get the QuakeCon organizers to stick it up on the FTP in the BYOC area. And, you know, that was before I knew guys like Evil John and Tapper and Nash and Doc Wilco and all these other guys who I've been hanging with in Pound QuakeCon. And, you know, I'm sure they're looking at us going like, who the hell are these guys? And what do they want us to put up there? Some mod that looks like a Counter-Strike knockoff? But those were the early days of Beta, and I, for one, am glad they're over. And we can get on to bigger and better things. Before we get too far into the show, I do want to draw some attention to those who make Urban Radio so successful. Aside from you great listeners, and I know we get great support here each and every week, and you know, it's sort of hard to call out individuals because, you know, we usually do get a pretty good turnout. You know, anybody who's in our channel will usually be listening. You know, I know Mighty Joe Young listens, Kane listens occasionally. Who else do we have in here right now? I think Mr. CGB's listening. L.A. Druid X. You guys are going to make me go through this entire list, aren't you? Who else is out there? Boss Peacemaker, who whipped mine and Cold Shot's ass this week in a little two-on-two session on the Pond Biggity Show. If you happen to catch that, it's a pretty nasty nasty display of skills, wasn't it? 12-2 on Casa. And you know the one excuse I'll make? Granted, my skills are pretty weak, but the one excuse I'll make, for some reason, I had my anti-aliasing up to 4 times, and so my frame rate, you know, my frame rate's running about 20 or 30 FPS, but you know what? I really don't think it matters, because Boss Peacemaker and CC Precious Death put a whooping on our ass. But it was all in good fun. They got some t-shirts, we gave away a few things, and everybody had some fun. I do want to thank the Team Sportscast Network for continuing to host Urban Radio and some of the shoutcast and shoutcasting some of the clan matches. And without their affiliation, our show and your matches would not get coverage.
When you're tired, you're just as good as dead. Gamers know that dull reflexes and slow response time is online suicide. You can't act, you can't react. To fight fatigue, you've got to have balls.
Prepare yourselves.
Balls is the most caffeinated soft drink on the market, making it the drink of choice for improved performance and skill for any gamer. Whether you are the online armchair athlete or the hardcore player, Balls will give you the boost you need not only to show up on the battlefield, but to compete. Never sleep. Stay up. Drink Balls. www.balls.com.
And you know, maybe if I did have some balls and not the one that's hanging below my waist, I would have had a better showing in that two-on-two match. And somebody put it, yeah, you know what? All the people who don't get mentioned, Drizzt, would probably sit here and PM me. But yeah, there's a few others, as I said. I know I didn't get everybody. But I know many of you do listen, and we do thank you for that.
Hello, and thank you for calling TSN. All of our DJs are currently trying to make the VCR stop blinking 12. Please leave a message after the string of curses.
And then you'll see! And then you'll see!
Stop blinking 12!
The Team Sportscast Network.
Yeah. I know. Thunder listens. King Killer. Killer King West listens. Spawn's out there. Who else? I'm sure Tom is listening. AKO. Rat is out there. So many of you who listen. Yes, we are well aware of that. Thank you very much for listening. I do want to say props to Acid Burn over at Forbidden Ninja. You can find them at fn.zdwebhosting.com. They do post all the show notes I use here each and every week, and I do want to thank them for their continued support. And finally, thanks to Zach over at ZD Web Hosting for hosting all the previous radio shows we have done here on Urban Radio. All of them are FTP'd. And, if you'd like to take a listen to what has gone on in the past, you can surf on over to urbanterror.net or the6thfloor.com. Click on Urban Radio and you'll see all of our shows going back to last December. I'm going to take a quick break here and come back with some of the Urban Radio server information and talk a little bit about id Software. If you're in Pound Urban Terror, you can hit Pound Server and it'll give you the information as to the server that is up and running. It is CTF right now. And you know what? It looks like it's full. So maybe somebody will drop out, but check it out. We'll be right back on Urban Radio.
This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room all the way from Dallas, Texas. Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. Win Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org.
And before we get to the next song here, I do want to give a quick shout-out to those on the server right now. That would be FN One Leg, CGC Kyle, or Kylie, CGC Camino Jr., ICU Loki, Agent 86, Zero Logic, Soul Grunt, and Omen on the red team. And over on the blue team, UTZ Waxo, Shadow, ICU Other Being, nice to see him around, as he's been around for quite a while. Pit Bama, DJ Dan, Muffin Man from BB, and SI Illogical. I'm Oswald. Little Queens right here. This is Jet City Woman on Urban Radio.
Without you, I can't breathe. door, I play. Yo, I was up in my room, I let the stereo blaze on Saturday. The kids go out and play. I was up in my room, I let the stereo blaze.
It's all inside of me. It's all inside of me. It's all inside of me. It's all inside of my head. It's all inside of me. It's coming out of me. It's all inside of me. It's all inside my head. Yeah! Click, click, boom!
Ain't that a bitch? And when you send your MP3s to Mungo, make sure they end when they're supposed to. Oh my god, I don't like those. In the middle of doing a bunch of crap here, and suddenly the song ends. I guess if I were paying attention to the timer, I would have known that, huh?
This is Inviz from Section 8 Studios, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, it's Oswald. After my little chatty session right there. We're back on Urban Radio. I do want to thank all of you for tuning in this week. As we aren't releasing 2.6 before QuakeCon, which we did mention in the beginning of the show, partly due to the OGC hack that was out there, we are still working on a few things along with some testing and some tweaking of the features and the weapons and basically, you know, getting them out as bug-free as we can before we start work on Beta 3 or possibly an upgrade when id Software releases the upcoming point release. And actually, that's what I'm going to get into here a little bit now for a few minutes. Hop back up on this little soapbox of mine and go for it, right? Actually, before I do that, I do want to pimp Urban, the Urban Radio server, which we do play on each and every week. I know I've been saying that we're going to get back to the community here and playing some of the community servers, but unfortunately I just haven't had time to respond to those who have emailed me regarding hosting their usually clan server on Urban Radio. But fear not, we will be back to that shortly. I'm guessing after we get back from QuakeCon, we'll have a little bit more time and I'll be able to get a hold of some of you people early on in the week and set up a server. But for today, we are back on the HOH Urban Radio server, hosted by Blade Killer, up in Vancouver, Canada. We are playing a CTF this week, Capture the Flag. And actually, we're in the middle of a map change right now, and it's rolling to City Gardens, which is basically Quake 3 CTF 1, the version that came with Team Arena. It was redone by Dragon, so if you want to check it out, 64.180.91.204 or pound server and pound urban tear, and you can check it out. As I was saying, id Software sort of came out from nowhere with the announcement of the upcoming point release. I had heard from a few individuals who shout rename nameless that it was possible they were doing this, and I think I had probably been one of the few promoting never seeing another point release, and I'm sure many took that same attitude towards id Software and Quake 3, this is the last point release we're seeing from id Software, so basically Quake 3 is going to die. But the future now looks a little bit brighter for Quake 3, as the new point release will supposedly fix a handful of problems, along with introducing Punk Buster integration in order to combat cheating. And, you know, it's funny, we were just talking about this in another area of contention. Punk Buster from Counter-Strike, I guess, which did not really get the support it needed in terms of getting it to fully work, and it was hacked mercilessly, from what I understand. I guess if you want to know how Punk Buster works and what it's all about, you can go check out their website, and hell, even take a few minutes to read up on the integration into Return of Castle Wolfenstein. Seeing many positive comments, not only from the Wolf community, but about Punk Buster. So, seeing as both are Quake 3 based, I think you'll get a better idea as to what we can expect here over in the Quake 3 community with the addition of the Punk Buster integration. I know we did talk to Tony Ray here, it's probably been a few months now, regarding the same thing about actually getting Urban Tear, some of the Punk Buster features. Unfortunately, one thing about Punk Buster, they do need access to the engine. And once Tony Ray heard that, we were basically left out in the cold, as being a mod team, we do not have access to the engine. So it's kind of nice to see id Software nutting up and getting on and giving us a new point release here. There have also been some questions swirling around the edition of Punkbuster. While I don't have all the answers that pertain to Urban Terror, this does look very, very promising to the point release. I know many gamers have asked about what sort of lag or what sort of problems they'll face with Punkbuster. So, again, go to their website, read the fact, which, you know, I'm sure none of you will do, but it's the best way to get your questions answered. I know we had a couple threads on the Urban Terror forums regarding this. So, do the legwork and go find your own answers. If we get anything new, we're more than glad to pass it on to you, but right now, we have about the same information you do. The other news that was delivered this week was from Graham Devine regarding the Mac and the Linux client. He says they will be released hand-in-hand with the Win32 version. But from what I take on his point release, if you are on a Mac, then you're going to have to have OS X 10.1 or greater to play. So I don't know if there's going to be a classic version supported for the Mac or not. You guys may want to check out the Mac community or maybe try to find Graham or something about that. But as far as I can tell, you will have to have a Mac OS X at least 10.1 or greater in order to use the new point release. Hopefully gamers and admins alike will accept Punkbuster in order to keep the gaming environments pure, or more pure than they are now. I know we have had some pretty aggressive admins out there, which is kind of nice to see. I know you can't you can't admin a server 24/7, but you know, it's nice to know that if there is somebody caught cheating on there, chances are they will be kicked and banned. So it's one thing, you know. Again, I know a few people who have done that, and you know, it's nice to see that they are backing up their server and you know, doing something in order to promote the community and deter cheating, which of course none of us want in Urban Terror. And I think the only way that Punkbuster will succeed is if, as I said, admins and gamers alike accept it and actually use the feature. So that's my basic take on what I think the point release is going to do. I do think it's a big plus for the entire Quake 3 community. I know Urban Terror has quite a bit of life, yes, as do some of the other mods. Rocket Arena 3, 3-Wave, I mean, those are just three mods. Quake 3 Fortress, there's another mod. I mean, the engine is definitely not dead, and I know we're going to be still waiting, what, 10, 8 to 10, 12 months for Doom 3 to come out. So until that time, what better game to play than Quake 3? Going to be right back, little Incubus. When we come back, we're going to check out some of the community news. I'm Oswald, you're listening to Urban Terror. We'll be right back.
Meet me in outer space. We could spend a night, watch the earth. Won't you come with me?
that tired old cloth-covered mouse pad of yours giving you the slip one time too many?
God!
Everglide supplies a variety of affordable mouse pads designed to satisfy your computing needs. Whether you are a hardcore gamer or just someone that needs that extra bit of accuracy, Everglide's precision mousing surfaces are just what the doctor ordered.
Nice!
Don't get snagged by ordinary run-of-the-mill cloth pads. Let your mouse glide easily over one of our ultra-smooth, optical-friendly pads. With Everglide, you'll have the kind of smoothness you need to keep on fragging. We also offer custom-printed mousing surfaces. If you've ever wanted your team's logo on a mouse pad, now's your chance to own one personally designed for you. Don't keep waiting. Just stop by www.everglide.com and order yours today. Everglide mousing surface configurations are protected under national trademark laws. Blooming Tree Productions Incorporated is a wholly owned sub-S corporation. Visit everglide.com for details.
And now, a fucking public service announcement from fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by fuck, shit, pussy, bitch, whore, slut, cunt, asshole, goddamn motherfucking stupid, fucking bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
I'm Ian Irwin, Tampa Hunter, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio. Crikey!
You can see the people in Pound Urban Terror have nothing better to do than to figure out who the most annoying Urban Terror player is. And I have an idea. How about the person who actually brought up that question, huh? Guess what? Kick band. See you later, fool. Hey, it's Oswald. We're back on Urban Radio. If you want to download previous Urban Radio shows, as I said, head over to the Urban Radio page on urbanterror.net. We do have all of them archived for you going back to last December. As for some of the community news, hoping to see some more sites out there that actually deal in news, seeing as many of the leagues are sort of in between here. I know Cal and STA are sort of waiting for the release of 2.6. EOGL is still up and running, as usual. Seeing it's sort of a different thing, and they're a ladder as opposed to a league, but reading over on the STA site that they're debating what to do with the start of the new season. If they they want to wait for 2.6. They want to start with 2.5 and then switch halfway or midway through the season. So there are a few questions left to answer for some of the leagues out there that actually play Urban Terror, be it Team Survivor or CTF. I know we had, as we mentioned, we had hoped to have 2.6 done before QuakeCon. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen right now. We just have too much work to do, and with 8 or 9 of us gearing up to go to QuakeCon, it's just not going to happen. So, you guys will have to continue on playing 2.5 here until we get things done with 2.6 and present it to the community. That sort of leads me to another thread here that was brought up in the forums recently about about how the weapons behave, and details that, you know, really hard to give out right now. I mean, how are you gonna quantify the changes we've done to an M4? I mean, hypothetically, we could say, well, we've decreased such and such an attribute on the M4. What is that actually going to tell you? Without actually shooting the weapon in game, you're not going to have any idea if what we say translate to that weapon being used well in game, or if the attributes are just not your cup of tea. So I don't think it's really important at this point to go into details about each weapon and what we've actually done to it. The feedback we continue to get from the QA team is pretty promising, and we have added some new members to it. And everybody keeps telling us that they enjoy 2.6. So hopefully, many in the community will say the same thing. Sorry, I'm trying to do like three things here. Trying to read what's going on in Pound Urban Terror, read a thread, and talk to you guys all at the same time. Somebody else brought up a question that I really don't think is too important, but somebody wanted to know who's on the QA team. And It's pretty funny because you can tell it sort of hit a nerve with us on the development team as Basilisk, Sweet Nuts, Crazy Butcher, and myself all answered. The quality assurance team is not secret. If a gamer who is on the QA team wants to make themselves known to the community, more power to them. I know many prefer to remain anonymous so they can go on playing Urban Terror without being harassed by those who are not on the QA team. And the QA team also does not mean that you're elite or you suck. I mean, come on, I've been playing this for almost 3 years now, and I'm still no good at it. But when it comes to QA testing, it's not necessarily how well you play or that you can make some elite-ass jump. It's, you know, how you can troubleshoot the mod, how you can troubleshoot the bugs. So, again, it does not necessarily depend on your skill level to get you into the QA team. And, again, please do not ask us to be on the quality assurance team. If we need any more, we will ask those people who we feel would make a good QA tester. Okay, now back onto what I was talking about before. Check out Section 8 Studios. That's s8s.info, which is headed up by Invis, No Death, and a few others. Along with working on their upcoming level Point Blank, they've been working on the new vehicle pack, which is pretty impressive. Show some of the latest screenshots, and I think I posted a few of those over on the sixth floor. Cooper Mini, some Eurovan, and a Range Rover. Nice work. If you've seen the first vehicle pack, pretty impressive. Some good work, and we will make that second vehicle pack available once it is released. As for Point Blank, the map is still in development. It is in the second beta. It is going to be a CTF map only. You can check out all the screenshots and still download Beta 2 over at s8s.info. Some of the new news over at the Clan Triad development site. Queen Bee is buzzing with a new level she's working on called Wild West. You can check out some of her screenshots over there. Looks a pretty good map. Remember, if you want a shot at playtesting some of the beta levels before they are released, you can also register with the Clan Triad development team and get your name on the list and possibly get you into some action. On the Urban Terror site, we are in the process of reorganizing the map depot again. We are organizing the levels as somebody had asked us, actually we had a few requests to organize the depot based on the newest final release. So once we finish that, we will make that available. And as you know, Basilisk and at last check, Sweetnuts, we're working on a new layout, new design for the Urban Terror website, which would basically use your forum registration as a personal configuration for those who want to make some news available to them and leave off some other news. So look for that hopefully soon. Don't know a date on that. Aphex Twin has upgraded his Urban Terror Runner to version 2. If you want to help test it now, you can. Go to runner.gamesadmin.com for more information. This is for people who do not want to mess with the manually updating their CVARs and map settings. UT Runner lets you do all that in a nice, simple, easy-to-understand interface. UT Runner is very popular throughout the Urban Terror community, and we try to pimp it as much as we can. Gonna go grab a beer. We'll be right back on Urban Radio.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
And somebody who's in the Urban Radio server right now, somebody frag Mighty Joe Young for me. Put her in her place, please. I'm just kidding. She'll kick many of your collective asses out there. Hey, I want to give a couple shout-outs here. One quick one to Tom, who's going on holiday here for a couple weeks. And the other one to Spawn, who needs to get into the mood. Maybe I should play some Barry White to get Spawn in the mood for the land he's at. He says there's way too many Counter-Strike players there. Well, tell them Counter-Strike sucks and you want to play Urban Terror, Spawn. See what they say. It's Oswald and we are back. That was Kitty, I think it was called. Yeah, the song was Charlotte. Coming up tomorrow, the Femini Fatali take on the Maschi Maligi in round 3 of the Battle of the Sexes. If you're not signed up, you can email vampirus@terrorist.net. Tomorrow's match will begin at 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 2100 Greenwich Mean Time. As I said, this is round 3 of the male versus female grudge match. Tomorrow, the teams will be for the Femme Fatale. We have Jims from Enigma, Lioness from XP, Louise from the U.S., Trinity from Canada, Adorable Doll from DG, Felicity from underscore, Honey from NMX, and for the Maschi Maligi, Cakes from Enigma, Liven from Rough Riders, Thumber from House of Valhalla, Muffin Man from BB, Mr. Skin from DB, Woo from the USA, and Limey from Organic. You can get all the latest information on the male-female fun scrimmages over at servisions.net/fmfs.php. DJ Wheat, our own DJ Wheat from the TSN, will be shoutcasting the match. And you can tune in and check that out tomorrow, also on her website. In her own likeness, Vampirus has created a new Battle of the Sexes wallpaper. I recommend you grab it if you want to look at Vampirus's backside. Nice wallpaper. We look forward to that tomorrow afternoon. And, yeah, thanks to Tom for the channel pound female-male-scrim, S-C-R-I-M, if you want more details. Not sure if it's going to be on GTV, but I know we will be shoutcasting it live. We are also looking for some more people to help shoutcast matches for the upcoming leagues. I know I keep saying this each and every week, but if you are interested, I gotta stop eating on the radio, huh? If you are interested and think you have what it takes, and create a 2 to 3 minute demo MP3, and actually you can email it to me, or better yet, go over to the tsncentral.com website and submit it. Those people who are good, like Warwitch and Goldshot and, you know, basically everybody but me, will take a listen and make a decision if they think what you have to shoutcast, and they'll get back to you. But right now we are looking for some Lieben. That's what I said, Lieben. Lederhosen. Change your name to Lederhosen for me, Lieben. Lieben. Maybe I should just play some music, because I think I'm flaming here, huh? if you have an MP3, as I said, you can go to the TSN Central website, and you can submit it there, or you can send it to me at oswaldplanetquake.com. I guess if you don't know how to make an MP3, you're SOL, so don't ask me. And hopefully we can get some of those people in place before the start of next season. And while I'm not going to say we won't take people in clans, because I know many of you who do listen to Urban Radio and play Urban Terror are in a clan, but unfortunately some of the matches will coincide with your match. I know we had a few problems with that this last year, but hopefully we can get things straightened out and get some more pimpage of Urban Terror on TSN. So, get me your MP3. And as we mentioned early on, the TSN will be shoutcasting live 24 hours a day from QuakeCon 2002 in Mesquite, Texas. The dates of the event are August 15th through the 18th. For more information on the event, go to QuakeCon.org. Or you can check out the TSN over at tsncentral.com. We are 13 days. I think it's 13 days now. 12 days, 19 hours, and 22 minutes. Unless that's not updated. For the start of QuakeCon 2002, we will be there. 12 days, 18 hours, 39 minutes. We will be there in full force, not only Siliconized Development, but the crew from the Team Sportscast Network. We will be shoutcasting Return to Wolf matches, Quake 3 matches. We'll be talking to some of the sponsors there. As you know, we do have some big sponsors who usually show up. Ravensoft has been there the past couple of years. Apple Computer, NVIDIA. I believe Sony was there 1 year. Who else? Just a whole bunch of people. So we're going to be talking to them on the radio live. And hopefully, time permitting, we will be able to get some shows in, be it a morning show, an evening show, an after-hours show, but we will be bringing you the best information regarding QuakeCon on the TSN. And on a... what was I going to say? I don't remember. I think I was pimping TSN, wasn't I? Well, seeing as I lost my train of thought here, gonna go to a little Metallica. This is Whiplash, and we'll be right back as I collect my thoughts here on Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Spellbinder from Spellbinder.com, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, what's up? It is Oswald. I am with you here. Coming up on just over an hour here of hanging out with you on this Friday. I do want to make sure you guys do know about some of the other programs and shoutcasters we have here on the TSN, such as War Witch, Jeff T. Coldshot Oblique, the Pond Biggie himself, Blanks, DJ Wheat, oh my god, the list just goes on and on and on. Icy, Boomerman, you know, it's sort of like mentioning everybody in Pound Urban Tear. You just can't do it. Bridger, Agent ABC, Bite, who else? War Witch, I already got War Witch. You know, we're not only about urban radio. God, nowhere near about urban radio on the TSN. Tune in to many of the other games they shoutcast, such as Tribes, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, Jedi Knight 2, Medal of Honor, Urban Terror. And also check out some of the weekly shows, such as the Pond Biggie program with my brother-in-arms Blanks. He's the one who got me involved in this. Check out Oblique and the O Club. You can also check out Mandatory Metal with Jeff T, or That's 80 Show with Wizard. And many of the others in the mix is another one that Juno does nightly. So remember to check out tsncentral.com and to stop by and say hello to us at QuakeCon. On a side note, if you are into metal, then I recommend Jeff T's show Late Night on Saturday. He has a great show. He had a lot of fun. He gives away some freebies, does some headbanging, some good music, has a few contests. Check it out. Go to TSN Central for more details. Now that I got that out of the way, I was over on the OGL site, and I noticed that Miss C, if you don't know who Miss C is, and you're definitely out of the loop, but she did post an article over there that was written for a community type site some time ago. But many of the clans would benefit from her words of wisdom. The article's actually titled Lessons in Being a Team Member, and here are some of her conclusions. This is basically what she has learned. And while the list is about, 15 or 20, I highlighted a few that, seem to make some good sense. This is what I've learned, and this is basically Miss C talking. Agree on why you're there. If you're not there for the same reasons, go elsewhere. Think before you ask, bitch, cuss, demand, emote, or is that demote, fight, guess, harp, or imply. You get the picture. Don't be an ass. Talk to your clanmates, not about them. Know when to shut up and listen. Don't air internal grievances in public. You look bad and the clan looks worse. There's a difference between in-game smack talk and shit talk. If you don't know the difference, don't talk. What you say and do reflects on your clan, good or bad. Bad stuff is remembered more than good. Sort of like a missed release date, huh? You ever think of that? That sort of goes hand in hand. We announce a date, guess what? Oh, we missed it. And there goes our credibility, right out the window. A clan won't make you a someone or validate you as a gamer or magically make you better as a player. If you expect that from a clan, go away. Come back when you understand why we told you to leave. So those are just a few of what she has to say. She's got a whole list of them. Actually, it's some really good stuff. But seeing as sometimes kids don't listen, I'm sure this will go in one ear and right out the other. So one of the things that I think she missed that I know we pimp all the time, bottom line of why we're doing Urban Terror, is to have fun. Going to be right back on Urban Radio. I'm Oswald. You are listening on the TSN.
The United States government presents
TSN.
Hostage down. What the fuck? We're elite.
Stop right up! Rise! Rise!
make you feel better. The pigs have won tonight. They can all sleep soundly, and everything is alright.
Hi there, Oswald here. Got a little 9-inch nails on TSN.
This is No Death of Section 8 Studios, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, I do want to give props to Invis and No Death for creating those sounders that you've heard today on Urban Radio. If you have a sounder and want to be pimped on Urban Radio, feel free. Make it an MP3 format, and you can email it to me, Oswald, planetquake.com. And I'm going to drop into the Urban Radio server here and see how quickly we'll get owned. We are playing, what are we playing? UT Eagle by Machine. 8-on-8. If you haven't played this level, it's a recreation from the movie Where Eagles Dare. Hey, coffee's done. Just kidding. Oh, and I got owned. Did not see that SR8 round from Krom. I was put into my place. Right now, it's the blue team with one capture, the red team with zero. And I'm on Mighty Joe Young's team. How lucky can I be to play with her? No one leg. I am not sleeping. I'm lagging. See, I got this real bad lag with my DSL provider, DSL Extreme. My God, look at this lag. So about every 5 seconds, my ping goes from about 30 up to 600 or 700, make that 800, and then back down. Have no idea why. But I don't need to worry much longer, as I paid the jack and I'm getting SDSL. 768 up and down. So I'm going to be elite hacker type player. No more bots for Oswald. Actually, that's not true. I never use a bot. But it really sucks when you're playing, you know, you're in mid-jump and your ping goes to like 900 and you can't do anything. Yeah, I'm sure you've been there. So, a bad guy in front of me. Oh, and I was owned by Linus. Thanks, Linus. Nice little MP4 she had there. So you get the idea, right? Yeah, you do. I know you do. So we drop into spectator mode here and check out some of the campers here on the Urban Radio server. No need to apologize, Linus. I suck. You got me. Hey, and the medic just captured the blue flag, the red flag. Is now 2-0 in favor of the blue team. We are following ICU Other Being as he heads out the gated area from the red base. Dude, is your mom a MILF? I see Camino Jr. saying, "My mom thinks you're really handsome." I hope he's joking. She likes Stifler's mom? Just kidding. So, if you want to join in, sorry you can't. Server's full. 8-on-8. And a couple other things I do want to pimp here while we listen to the heavy breathing of Camino Jr. Quick shout out to Black Ops Squadron, Clan Boss, from SOE, State of Emergency. I guess last night, number one rung for the TWL match went very well. SOE, State of Emergency, took the first rung from Black Ops Squadron. So props to them for that. I had something else to mention. Now what was it? I forgot. Somebody wanted me to mention the Yankees suck, but basically that's all of baseball. Baseball sucks right now. Hopefully they strike and nobody comes back. Quick shout out to Omen. What's up, dude? Glad to see you hanging out in SoCal, down in San Diego, my hometown, and listening to Urban Radio today. Ooh. Putting the smack down with the Beretta. Nice work by Camino Jr. Hey, and we're following the happy fatty, Mungo Zen. Mungo's got his Spaz 12 out as he walks around the corner. Oh, he sees a teammate. I thought he was going to be a baddie. Never shoutcasted this map. We do see the flag return. Help me. From SOE, he's taking the blue flag. Mungo, what are you doing standing there? Go after him. Mungo, move. Move, Mungo. The happy fatty is not moving very fast. Oh, and help me just drop the blue flag, and it is returned, thanks to Sun. Happy Fatty going through the doors. Comes out into the blue flag area, and he's grabbed the flag. It's no wonder he didn't go after that guy. That guy was on his team. Mungo Zen with the blue flag as he heads through town. Mungo, where are you going? No, Mungo. No, you should have gone outside. Well, maybe Mungo does know where he's going. Through the hallway, shutting doors behind him as he goes. Mungo comes up to the front. He's looking outside. He can see the railway and the train as he's now camping. Mungo, move. Mungo. Oh, Mungo's decided to move. Oh, he's got a bad guy. Yeah, there you go. SR8. Oh, Mungo's going to own somebody. Oh, and Mungo puts the hurt on Sun. Sun never saw it coming from behind. You better turn around and look behind you, Mungo. Mungo's in, walking around the train. Nice move, Mungo. As Waxo's just grabbed the red flag, Mungo's in, now makes it into the tunnel. As he's walking into the red base, he walks up the stairs, making his way toward the blue flag area. Navigates the hallways, and now he's out into the spawn point where the blue flag should be, but guess what? It's not there. Somebody has taken the blue flag from, excuse me, they've taken the red flag from the red team. And, you can see Mighty Joe Young wants to kill Mungo. Everybody wants to kill Mungo. Mungo has the flag. Got to find the blue flag here real quick. Oh, and there goes the blue flag. I did not see who had it. Not Waxo, not one leg. Oh! And help me, he's just taken out by Medic, but he did not have the flag. I think I see you. Oh, there he is. Mungo's got the blue flag. Looking for the red flag. Muffin Man makes his way through the downtown area, just passing the VW thing. Oh, and we found the blue thing, and UT Waxo has the red flag. He's flanked by his teammate Muffin Man from Clan BB as he makes his way up the stairwell and into the blue base. Actually, correct that. They're basically at the bottom of the... Oh, Waxo! Put in his place by S.I. Illogical. The red flag's just sitting there. It's picked up by Muffin Man, who closes the door behind him and continues down the hallway, down the stairwell. And he's now on his own as he heads out into the center. Oh, he just had two red guys pass him. As he's over in the red spawn area, and Muffin Man has finally dropped the flag. Thanks to Camino Jr., the red flag is returned. And that is a cap for the red team. So you get the point, right? Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter if the other team is listening because this is delayed by like 45 seconds, so they don't know what I'm saying. But like I said, we always have some good fun on here. It's an 8-on-8 server. And there's the cap from Mungo's in, and it's now tied up 2-2. Good action, good server. We all have a good time when we play on the Urban Radio server. Over on the sixth floor, you can check out a few shots of a level titled UT Boat. This was originally created by a guy named Husker as a virtual reality project for his job. It's based on the Quake 3 engine, and in its current state, it's not very playable for Urban Terror. But Husker has given me the map file and his blessing and permission in hopes to use this level as a Beta 3 level. It's really a top-notch level, but you know, he spared absolutely no detail in terms of what is added to this level. And each of those little details helps to account for the 30,000-plus R-speeds we see in the map. If you check those screenshots out, that's basically from Vanilla Quake 3. And looking at that Trident unit, that big white box over on the sixthfloor.com, that white box itself is about, 10,000 polys, I think. The detail on the level is just amazing, and as I said, it was done for a project for his work, and it's got the making for an Urban Terror map, so we are we actually have it in GTK Radiant, and hopefully we will be able to find use for it later on in Urban Terror. Also, some news from Planet Quake's own Ice Storm. He's actually one of the newsies over at Planet Quake. He's now the seer of the map database. You can find the map database over at iceterminal.com, and he is looking to include some good community levels for the map database. It includes many, many different games. Counter-Strike, Urban Terror, America's Army, I think Unreal Tournament's in there. Probably 9 or 12 games, I believe. So He included, what did he include just recently that sort of thought was a strange choice? Oh, UT Outpost, since that was recently released, but he felt it reminded him of another Urban Terror map. But give him some ideas on some other good levels. I've already pimped UT Subway by Lay Earth over there, as I still think that's one of the best community levels for Urban Terror. And as I mentioned earlier, SAS Info is closing in on the release of their next vehicle back. And you can check out all the screenshots and previews over at SAS.info. Here's a favorite that has been requested quite a few times. I don't think it needs any introduction. Is Barbecue does his best impression. This is the Coinbird Went Down to Georgia here on Urban Radio.
He was looking for a coin to steal. He was in a bind because he's way behind. His anger for coins is real. When he came across some children and certain coins into a slot, Cornbread jumped up on the windowsill and said, "Boys, I'm going to tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a coin collector too. And if you care to take it there, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good slot machines, but give the Cornbread his due. I bet a coin of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Ronnie, and I ain't giving in. Yeah, I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been." Ronnie body shook your boys and made that hand quick. The Cornbird's got a movie and a brown for paper tricks. And if you win, you get this shiny little coin of gold. But if you lose, eat your brain, I'm told. His bag as he clearly wasn't joking, and fire flew from his beak of steel as he bent the thing as token. And he pulled the arm of that slot machine and he made an evil hiss. Then some half-eaten children joined in and sounded something like this. Said, "I'm angry for coins as well." Then Cornbird bent all over and he said, "What the hell is that smell?" Because he knew that he had been beat, and he laid that golden coin down on the ground at Ronnie's feet. Ronnie said, "Cornbird, just come on back if you ever want to try again." Then Ronnie reached down to get the coin he was bitten, killed on the brain.
Sit on our asses and watch everybody else play. But most importantly, chicks dig us.
Oh, yeah.
The Team Sports Gas Network.
Chicks do dig us, and all we do is play games. I'm Oswald, you're listening to Urban Radio. Got a few things here that just suddenly popped up. The first one comes courtesy of Sweet Nuts. You all know Sweet Nuts. He is one of the latest gamers, development team members to be... offered a job with Raven Software. I think we know somebody else working at Raven, don't we, Sweet? Yeah, Poxel works there. And, you know, if you go into SOF2, they actually have a cubicle that says Oz's Cubicle. I thought that was kind of cool. Of course, it's not me. Wish it was me, but Poxel and Sweet Nuts, get me a job. That's all I'm asking. Not much, just get me a job. So anyways, we're back. And as I said, I have some things that just popped up here. First, Sweet Nuts did show off some concept screenshots to the development team of the new user interface and menus. Looks kind of impressive. Very good work, but we've sort of come to expect that from Sweet Nuts, and we know that his work at Raven is going to be nothing less than amazing. So the screenshots he gave us look pretty good. These are just concept shots, and we are not planning on releasing them to the community as of yet. Maybe if Sweet Nuts does a .plan file, he will update you with those screenshots. But a little bit different concept as to what we're used to now. Some minor changes, so look for that very soon. Also, this posted on the general forums from Tapper. As you know, Tapper is the leader of the Carnage Cowboys. He's also president of the OGL, the Online Gaming League, and he's also director of operations for QuakeCon. And he's talking about Punkbuster, and hopefully his post will answer many of the questions gamers have been asking here the last week or so, or since the announcement has been made by id Software. Just thought I'd check in on this, seeing as there seems to be so many misconceptions floating around regarding Punkbuster. He says, I've been running Return to Castle Wolfenstein servers with Punkbuster enabled, and I've been working with id Software and Tony Ray, the head guy over at Even Balance, which is Punkbuster, on the PB settings for Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Most of the settings will carry over without change. First, forget anything you ever saw with Punkbuster and Counter-Strike. The game is now heavily integrated into the game binary, and Even Balance gets a lot of direct support from id Software. Punkbuster now causes no lag that I'm able to detect and works very smoothly. Just enable it, and the system does the rest, including updating your local files. For server admins, the stuff is a godsend. It gives you a tremendous control over the way people play on your servers, and you have a huge number of flexible ways to prevent cheating. Once Punkbuster is set up, you can pretty much kiss aimbotters, wall hacks, and people with binds that exploit bugs goodbye and good riddance. Once you get it configured, you can forget about it. No updating, no changes necessary. It works. Punkbuster also includes a very cool web tool that'll help you configure your server on the fly. Good stuff, he says. For the Urban Terror team, they can forget about trying to code against bots and hacks. And if an exploitable bug is found, they can simply publish a CVAR check to beat it, and it goes away as a problem until you fix the bug in the next release. It also allows admins to limit any CVAR to a single value or a range, so mod coders no longer need concern themselves with trying to limit these things. And in fact, such checks might cause conflicts with Punkbuster. Server admins can limit them as much as they want with ease. It lets the coders focus on the game again and stop worrying about cheats. For cheat coders, it means you're screwed. No sooner will you publish a cheat than Punkbuster will automatically update all the servers to make your cheat not work and tattle on anyone who tries to use it. What Even Balance discovered is that lots and lots of people will send them bots the minute they show up. So a bot coder might work for a month on his cheat, only to see Punkbuster wipe it out in a few hours after he gives it to a friend. Punkbuster can check and block people who use those crappy drivers that allow seeing through walls and so forth. Goodbye, shit, crap. Insert your own colorful adjective there. Punkbuster can scan memory to look for telltale signs shim cheat coders use to beat the Quake 3 executable. It can scan for a lot of stuff. It'll be a bitch to bypass. And server admins can set up to take screenshots of your screens, and we can see what you are playing with. And Punkbuster logs people caught cheating so you can expose them to the world if that's your desire. Doesn't miss very often these days. Once Punkbuster is released, I'll post a config file for the admins so they can use with their own Urban Terror servers. They can modify it to suit their personal desires and use whichever features they like best. I guarantee the Cowboy Carnage servers will be running it within minutes of its release with all cheat checks active. The OGL, and I imagine all other leagues, will require Punkbuster to be enabled on Quake 3 servers for use in OGL matches as well. It says Punkbuster is the good stuff. So, seems Tapper right there with the latest and greatest information pertaining to Punkbuster. I'm sure some may or may not agree with his take on it, but he shoots pretty straight when it comes to what Punkbuster can do for a community and a game like this. So I thank Tapper for posting that. Hopefully talk to him a little bit more at QuakeCon. Going to be right back. I'm out of breath. Got to grab another beer. Run down what's coming up here on TSN. A little bit more news, some music, and we're going to get out of here for the week. We'll be right back on Urban Radio.
Ich hab euch etwas mitgebracht.
sing My Hair is Burnt? Hello to Rammstein. Mein Hair is Brent. And I'm sure I just messed up that German as best I could. So, Crazy Butcher, if you're still listening, or Waxo, or anybody else who knows German, maybe you can send me a phonetic way of saying that. Mein Hair is Brent. My hair is burnt. A little trouble charger here, 100. We'll be right back.
Take a step off your soapbox and see what it's like on the ground. Your ego and detox, maybe, 'cause you're becoming a wound and it's killing me. Everyone complains.
That's weird.
Take a step off your soapbox and see what it's like on the ground. Check your ego and detox, maybe, 'cause you're becoming a wound and it's killing me. Everyone complains.
Well, I've given this song two tries now and screw it. It keeps starting over and over and over, and whoever sent that to Mungo is going to be whipped. My Heart Burns was a song by Rammstein. I can see everybody's trying to tell me that Thunder says we need to send a translation of these to Oswald. Yes, you do, because I do not know how to pronounce anything that's not English. Funny, I have trouble with English at times, too. Shoot, I don't have anything queued up to play. Give me one second here as I need to talk to Mr. Blanksores about what's happening tonight on TSN. And actually, I can get into that right now, seeing as that song completely flamed on me. No, I am not going to sing German. coming up tonight on the TSN, we have In the Mix with your host, DJ Juno, the live mixing show which begins at midnight Eastern Standard Time. You pick the song, and he puts it in the mix. Also, the Pond Biggity program with your Pond Biggie Blanks. He sort of made an oath to his lovely fiance that he would not go back on the airwaves until QuakeCon, but seeing as he is a junkie, he's going to be hitting the airwaves here pretty much right after my show. So I may queue up a little bit of music here for him before or after I say goodbye. But tune into Blanks. He's got a great show. He's got that deep radio voice that everybody thinks is so damn sexy. Coming up tomorrow, Jeff T's Mandatory Metal. We know you don't want to miss that. It starts at 11 p.m. And Jeff T will get your game on with prizes and the voice kick game. So hopping over to Pound Metal tomorrow night at 11 p.m. and check out all the fun. Also on Saturday, the female versus male fun scrimmage for Urban Terror with your host, DJ Wheat. The females try to break their 2-0 losing streak to the men. One of these days they will do it. But you can check that out tomorrow starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Also on Saturday we have some OGL Medal of Honor action. Wizards of Doom versus the Hellcats squad. Number 5 in the OGL starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And a little Liga RTCW Wolfenstein from Germany. DWD versus GSS at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a dual cast in German and English, so check it out. And on actually, that was Sunday. And on Sunday, some SOF2 action, HFH versus 7 at 10 p.m. Eastern. So we got some good things coming up here on the TSN. Looking forward to bringing you that information, along with many other things before we head off to QuakeCon, of course. What else do we have for you? Probably not much. As I need to get ready here so I can play some music. So if you want to hang around here for a little bit, I will be on the air for probably another 30 minutes. I don't know what I'll be doing here. Basically filling in. Give some love to Blanks here. As for next week, we'll be within about a week of QuakeCon. We will be bringing you more information as to what we're going to feature at QuakeCon for our talk. Seeing as we will be giving an hour conference on Urban Terror. So if you are attending, remember that the date, Saturday, the 17th of August, starting at 4 p.m., things change, we will let you know, but that is a tentative schedule right now for our discussion. Also next week, we will be getting some more comments from the quality assurance team on Beta 2.6 and how things are coming out. We'll check in with the community, see what they have done. Also, if you're looking for my my series on female gamers, I had to put that off for a week because I'm having a few problems getting some responses from a few of the gamers. Once I have all six of them, I will make them available over on the sixth floor. So, for now, it's Oswald saying goodbye. I do want to thank you for listening. Remember to join in all the fun tonight on the TSN. We will take you late into the night. For Oswald, Silicon Ice Development, I'm Oswald. We'll see you later.
It's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.